The Denver Public Library brings The Rocky to the Colorado Historic Newspapers Collection by Lee Jeremias, published on January 5, 2022, Colorado Virtual Library. The Rocky Mountain News was Colorado's oldest newspaper. Founded by William Byers during the 1859 Colorado Gold Rush, the paper closed its doors in 2009, just 2 months before its 150th anniversary. Shortly after closing, Scripps Howard finalized an agreement that would transfer the Rocky's voluminous archives, photo morgue, and copyright to the Denver Public Library, quote, to ensure responsible stewardship of the storied newspapers, archives, and artifacts, end quote. It has long been the goal of Denver Public Library and the Colorado Historic Newspapers Collection to make access to the Rocky Mountain News freely available. We can now begin to achieve this goal with the support of a generous bequest from former Denver Public Library librarian Hank Sherris. With this support, Denver Public Library and the Colorado Historic Newspapers Collection will begin the long-term goal of digitizing the entire run of the Rocky Mountain News, starting with the Rocky Mountain News Weekly, April 1859 launch, and the Rocky Mountain News Daily, August 1860 launch, through, it's estimated, the turn of the 20th century. Important source of historic news. For its entire run, the Rocky Mountain News was an important source of information throughout Colorado and the surrounding territories. The early issues of the Rocky Mountain News cover some of the most important aspects of not only Western history, but American history as a whole. Westward expansion and the beginnings of Denver and Colorado statehood. The mining boom and bust. Conflicts with Native American tribes, including the Sand Creek Massacre, the building of the Union Pacific Railroad, and the rise of anti-Chinese sentiment in the U.S., the passage of women's suffrage in Colorado by popular vote that paved the way for the 19th Amendment, political corruption and the rise of the Ku Klux Klan in the U.S. West, the Ludlow Massacre, a term coined by the Rocky Mountain News, and the fight for workers' rights, and so much more. The Rocky Mountain News' distinctly Coloradan point of view provides key insights into these events and their impact on the American West, which often differed from other parts of the U.S. Aside from the boundless benefits for teachers, historians, and general researchers, the Rocky Mountain News' coverage of social, political, and cultural happenings has lasting significance for political science, public policy, sociology, and many other social science disciplines. Making the Rocky Mountain News accessible in the CHNC means unearthing tremendous amounts of source material, providing vital insight into the changing attitudes of the day, with the potential to significantly impact many diverse fields of inquiry. Improved access. Some may ask, isn't the Rocky Mountain News already online? In fact, most of the Rocky Mountain News has not been digitized and very little is currently freely accessible online. At present, only a limited selection of the Rocky Mountain News' 150 years in print is available online, and mostly on a subscription basis through Newsbank, making it outside the reach of most libraries and therefore the public at large. The full run of the Rocky Mountain News is only available through microfilm at a limited number of institutions. As some of you may know, a small portion of the Rocky Mountain News digitized from the existing microfilm has been available in the Colorado Historic Newspapers Collection. The weekly Rocky Mountain News from April 23, 1859 to December 27, 1876, and the Rocky Mountain News Daily from August 27, 1860 to October 3, 1875, and a few issues from 1912. The quality of existing microfilm of the Rocky Mountain News, as well as the existing CHNC Rocky Mountain News content, was assessed in 2019, and it was determined that the original filming was done poorly, and often from originals in very poor condition. When film of poor quality is digitized, it results in numerous OCR, text recognition, inaccuracies, which result in little to no search results. How can we be so sure? Well, we tested it. The results were clear. Digitizing the originals greatly improves the OCR text. To that end, we will digitize Denver Public Library's original Rocky Mountain News newspapers. We will also digitize from original Rocky Mountain News issues that are already in the CHNC. This will improve the quality of the page images and the resulting OCR, ensuring more successful search results for CHNC users. It is rare for such a vast and complete run of original newspapers to remain in existence after microfilming. We are grateful that this important resource has been preserved by the Denver Public Library. Colorado Historic Newspapers versus Paid Subscription Services. Although only a small portion is freely available in the Colorado Historic Newspapers collection, the Rocky Mountain News is consistently one of the top 10 most searched CHNC titles. The CHNC's online platform is freely accessible to anyone with an internet connection anywhere in the world. The CHNC averages 18,000 users a month, with 75% of users outside of Colorado, meaning its resources are largely being used and discovered by those outside of the Mountain West. The intuitive layout of the website, the ability to clip, print, and save articles, and the use of searchable OCR text recognition makes for accessible research with ease. Users can optionally register with the site and contribute to the value of the collection by correcting text that was misread or not read at all by the automated OCR. The text will also be machine read from the images and fully indexable by search engines such as Google and Bing. The Rocky Mountain News will also be searchable in Elefind. Elefind aggregates international newspaper collections, including all CHNC titles, making them searchable in one place. In late 2020, the Colorado Historic Newspapers Collection, in partnership with the Wyoming State Library and the University of Wyoming, developed a shared Colorado-Wyoming historic newspapers site, the Plains to Peaks Historic Newspapers, built on the same platform as the CHNC. Aggregating this content will allow scholars to easily compare and contrast diverse viewpoints on subjects and events reported on over time. Providing Rocky Mountain News through the digital, easy-to-use, open-access CHNC platform will ensure it reaches the widest possible audience and freeing Rocky Mountain News from access barriers, which can't be achieved by for-profit newspaper sites. Sustainability through collaboration. This shared digitization endeavor between the Colorado Historic Newspapers Collection and the Denver Public Library is fueled by the common belief that the Rocky Mountain News uniquely documents Colorado history and, by extension, American history. It should be made freely accessible to all those interested in Colorado and American history and saved for posterity. We are not the only ones that feel this way. Other institutions are partnering with us to ensure the full scope of this project is realized. Most recently, this project was kicked off with support from the Salida Regional Library, who added to the CHNC the Rocky Mountain News Weekly 1879 to 1880. These years are an important source of information detailing the development and growth of Salida. This project provides an excellent opportunity for Coloradans to join forces in uncovering this jewel of American journalism. If you would like information on how you can support this project, please contact Lee Jeremias at ljeremias@coloradovirtuallibrary.org or donate to the project directly on our CHNC website. Thank you for helping us free the Rocky. #FreeTheRocky.